And finally, on the fourth one, they recommended that as we consider the special, looking at the special taxes each year and the possible escalation of those taxes, that we look at what actual needs are and what balances we have in the CFDs at the time. And that is really the purpose of the project. That's exactly what we're doing. So we feel that we are in the process of that, but we are very close to implementing that recommendation as well. So I'm going to turn now the microphone over to Roxanna Travers. And she will walk you through what they did for the last 2.5 years.
Good afternoon. So first I wanted to walk through the steps we completed as we were preparing the financial statement summary. For every revenue transaction, we tried to match it with the archive documentation that we found. And we had a master spreadsheet for revenue transactions, where we listed the fiscal year, the date of the transaction, the CFD, the transaction type, and then where that transaction fell. Was it special tax revenue? Was it interest? Was it a developer deposit? So when a developer comes to the district and they want to start forming a CFD, they sometimes give us a developer deposit as an upfront deposit for the cost that the district incurs, legal expenses, our special tax consultants to help formulate that CFD. And that's not a revenue, it's an account payable, because it's eventually due back to the developer once we start levying taxes or additional funds. So we made sure we categorized each revenue correctly, and then we scanned that documentation into our LaserWish database, and we tried to incorporate in the titles and the fields that you populate when you enter a document into LaserWish, everything that we could so that it would be easy to find if anybody needed further backup in the future or anything. So that's in our LaserWish strategy. The same process for expenditures. We had one large spreadsheet where we had all of the expenditures by CSD, by expenditure type, the date, the fiscal year, and also made sure that the expenditure was recorded correctly. When they paid back the developer deposit, that wasn't an expense. It was a balance sheet item that cleared out the liability that we had towards that developer. Same thing, we also scanned into LaserWish and made sure that when we scanned in, we put check number so that if we ever needed to reference back, we could find it that way. We also put who the vendor was and the amount and the date the check was issued. Finally, once we reviewed all expenditures and revenues, we used both spreadsheets to come up with, to put together the financial statement. So if you look at slide 13, you know it's a little small, but you'll see the revenue for the year 1990 to 1991, and then you'll see the expenditures. And this is what actually happened during that time. We also tried to locate cash reconciliation for each CFD so that we can match the amount that we had at the end of the fiscal year to actual bank use, so that we made sure everything correlated correctly. Those cash reconciliations were also scanned into LaserWish. And lastly, we incorporated the cost allocation plan, as Ms. Michael explained. In the prior slide, we saw an expenditure from CSD number 1 for East Lake High School. By implementing the cost allocation plan, we were able to spread that expenditure to CSD 2, 3, and 4, which were the existing CSDs that were levying taxes during that time. The amount there is $282,000. Oops. Consequently, interest was also reimbursed to CFD number one for the redistribution of the expenses. The final step was adding the adjustments and creating a final summary, which is the large summary that you guys have in front of you, the 11 by 17. So this is now with all the adjustments included. And the next three or four slides are a condensed version of this very large summary, because I wasn't going to be able to put that on a PowerPoint, which would be very, very tiny. So it's better to look at the large summary. So before going over this, I wanted to clarify, there are two types of cash that we carry in the district CFD fund. One is debt proceeds from debt that we issue that is backed by CFD taxes, Malibu's taxes. And that those funds are kept with our trustee, and that's U.S. Bank. So that is not listed here on this summary. This is specifically special taxes. So when special taxes are collected, every CFD has a separate fund at the county treasury. And in our book, the CFD fund has sub-funds for every CFD. So when we collect special taxes, we use them to first pay debt. Second, we use them for administrative expenses. And then third, we refer to it as pay-go money, and that's what we use to fund the modernization and smaller new construction projects. So, there's two types of revenue in our CFD fund. There's one, debt proceeds, and those, that debt is issued and is backed by CFD taxes, so it's repaid by CFD taxes. And then second is CFD taxes.
I'm sorry, do you mean for her to explain the pay as you go, the pay? Pay go.
So first we repay debt, and then we pay for administrative expenses for the CFD, and then the remaining funds are considered pay go. That's the term we here at the district have been using.
The administrator expenses through the chair.
Yes, sir.
Are the administrative expenses, is it a certain percentage, or is it just whatever?
It is. So, administrative expenses.
So, is it a certain percentage of whatever money is in there, or
so
task?
It depends on the type. So, if you look specifically at formation expenses, that's what it costs to form that CFD. So that's specifically for that CFD. Special tax admin are special tax consultant charges us by CFD, and it's usually by parcel. There's different people and it's a new parcel, things like that. So that's specific to that CFD. Bank fees also specific to that CFD. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're not paying an exorbitant amount. I guess that is what I was trying to do.
No. So if we go to slide 19. For every dollar we receive in taxes or earned in interest or received in mitigation payments or any dollar that we've received into the CFD fund, this is how it's been spent. The pie graph right there I thought was a good way to see that only 1.34% of total dollars earned, received have been used on administrative expenses, which is a really small percentage. 56.78% has been used on debt service, which is the majority, and close to 30% is putting in fund balance, which is what you see there.
Thank you, Dick. That is very helpful.
In this slide, is that what you mean by natural construction slash modernization expenses at 1.34%?
Yes.
Okay, so that's at real estate.
Yeah.
Is there any other type of administrative cost besides what you outlined before, which is donation expense, the special tax consultant expense, and the back grant fees?
There's annexation fees, but for annexation, we normally, if somebody wants to annex into a CSC and join a CSC after it's been originally formed, we usually charge them a fee so it nets out. But in some cases, it doesn't, depending on the cost to annex them in. That's another administrative fee. In some cases, CSCs have to loan each other money, so they pay each other interest. So that would also make it under the administrative expense. The strict staff, it's only been in recent years where finance staff and fiscal staff have been charged just a portion of their salary to the CFPs.
Only just
recently. Yeah, it's only just recently.
But that has changed. I'd like to have a breakdown of what that what portion, because
so
what you're charging to the CFPs, I think that's an appropriate expense, correct?
I agree. The finance staff has begun taking time sheets for the Poplar project.